Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. Today is a beautiful day. It is Saturday, September 12th, 2009. It's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and guess what? It's time for us to have a dynamic show again. I am so honored to have each and every one of you on the air with me today. Those of you who are listening by way of the phone or by way of the internet, or those of you who may listen by way of podcast, I thank you. I don't take you for granted. I am just floored by the outpouring of support that everyone has been giving to this show. Creating a Championship Standard of Living is progressively growing each and every day, and I thank you for just, you know, your support. I thank God for each and every one of you. I don't take you for granted. And as always, I tell you each week, I want to do everything I can to make this show better and to make this show a dynamic show for you. I want you to continue to leave your comments for me, whether they're Facebook, Twitter, email, phone, any way you can. Let me know how the show is. Let me know what we're doing, if what we're doing is correct for you. If we need us to improve some things, I just need to hear your feedback, because it keeps me motivated and it keeps me geared in the right direction to improve the show. You can email me at Miles W. Miller, that's M-Y-L-E-S, W-M-I-L-L-E-R, @gmail.com, or you can leave comments on the Blog Talk Radio site for the show at blogtalkradio.com/Miles W. Miller. Again, like I said, I don't take you guys for granted. This is a major undertaking here. This is a major thing we're doing here. So I want to continue to improve the content of the show so that we can get the best content to you. So before I go any further, as I do each and every week, I turn this show over to God's Holy Spirit so that He can use me to give you what He has for you, and that we all get what we came for this week. Again, people, I have a dynamic show planned for you today. Today's topic is how to create a lasting legacy. How to create a lasting legacy. How to create a lasting legacy. And we're gonna have fun today. We're gonna talk about some great stuff. I got a great interview lined up for you later in the show. I mean, this is just an absolutely dynamic event that's going to take place here. So before we go any further, I want to do something a little different. I'm going to switch things up a little bit. Normally, this is the time I would give you the divine intervention and presidential wisdom to this week, and I think we're going to go down a different path with the rest of the show, is that we're going to start with this affirmation I've been giving you guys each and every week so far now for the last, I think, 4 or 5 weeks now. We've been doing this now. I'm teaching you how to love and enjoy what you do and what you've been called to do. So, again, each week, like I tell you, you know, in life, it's important to understand that you have to have things that you're passionate about. It's your passions that will empower you to endure any how that is required for the attainment of your dreams and desires. So, in order to get the most out of what we're teaching here, and in order to get the most out of what we're going to talk about on the show, I want you to get your mind in a position to receive. I want you to allow your mind to receive the lesson. So I want you to, you know, sit still, and I want you to picture in your mind what your life, what your dream life truly looks like. I want you to... Each week, I want you to get, each time you do this, I want you to get more and more details, more and more details, more and more details. What does your dream life look like? Who's there with you? Where are you at in relation to, you know, location in the world? I want you to get that picture in your mind. I want you to see yourself doing well. I want you to see yourself having an enjoyable life. I want you to see yourself having fun. I want you to see yourself being able to go anywhere in the world, regardless of what it costs. I want you to see yourself being able to be benevolent to people, you know, being able to give into missions, to be able to help feed the homeless, to help put clothes on people's back. I want you to see yourself doing dynamic stuff. I want you to see yourself living this dream lifestyle. I want you to completely hold on to that vision. I want you to completely look at the details. What do the plants look like? Continue to develop that picture. Continue to get the clarity of that picture. Now, while you're getting the clarity of that picture, I want you to fully embrace the emotions that you feel when you look at this picture. The feeling that you get by being able to be a blessing to somebody, by you know, maybe going to feed somebody at a soup kitchen, or being able to send money to faraway missions to make sure children are able to eat, to make sure that your children can go to any college they want to go to, regardless of the financial obligation of it, to see yourself debt-free. What does all this stuff feel like? What does it feel like to be able to walk into your own home debt-free? What does it feel like to be able to get in that your dream car with no car note? I want you to embrace the feeling of that picture that you have in your mind. I want you to fully embrace it. I want you to fully get in tune with how it feels to be blessed. Get locked into that feeling. So now you've got the picture in your mind, what your ideal dream life looks like. And now you're embracing the feelings of that dream life. Now, I want you to say it aloud with me. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. So what I want you to do is I want you to hold on to that picture. I want you to continuously embrace those emotions. And I want you to hear in your mind, I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. And I want you to hold on to all that as we go forward with the show. So, moving forward with the show, we're going to go into our divine intervention for the week. You know, each week I give you a divine intervention, a scripture from the Bible, to basically give you fuel for the fire as you're moving forward in your destiny. This week's divine intervention comes from Deuteronomy chapter 15 and verse 6. And I'm going to read this to you from the New Living Translation, which states, "The Lord your God will bless you as he has promised. You will lend money to many nations, but will never need to borrow. You will rule many nations, but they will not rule over you." I'm going to read that to you again. I want you to really, really embrace this. The Lord your God will bless you as he has promised. You will lend money to many nations, but will never need to borrow. You will rule many nations, but they will not rule over you. Again, the Lord your God will bless you as he has promised. You will lend money to many nations, but will never need to borrow. You will rule many nations, but they will not rule over you. And that's our divine intervention for this week. Again, taken from Deuteronomy chapter 15, in verse 6. And that was read from the New Living Translation. That leads us into our presidential wisdom for this week. Our presidential wisdom is a dynamic quote from our 44th president, President Barack Obama. And this week's Divine Intervention states, "This is the source of our confidence, the knowledge that God calls on us to shape an uncertain destiny." I'm going to repeat that. This is the source of our confidence, the knowledge that God calls on us to shape an uncertain destiny. Again, this is the source of our confidence, the knowledge that God calls on us to shape an uncertain destiny. And that is a dynamic quote, our presidential wisdom for this week, from our 44th president, President Barack Obama. And I want to give you a motivational moment, which we started last week, and I'm excited about these moments here. These are these motivational moments are taken from previous shows, and what we're doing is I'm taking sound bites of dynamic moments from the show, and I'm bringing them back to you and set to a dynamic soundtrack. And today's motivational moment is called "What You Resist, You Reject." So take a listen, enjoy, and I'll be right back. Whatever it is you want to see, you want to do, you can speak out things and things can happen for you. But like I said, we're going to get into a lesson. One more thing. I'm so excited about this. There's one more thing I want to share with you, and that this is something to really understand about life, about allowing, about your dreams, about your goals. Whatever you resist, you reject. Whatever you reject, leaves your life. Let me say that to you again. Whatever you resist, you reject. Whatever you reject, leaves your life. So if there's something that good that you really want, don't resist it. Accept it. Allow it. Because if you reject it, you let go of it, and that thing that which was good was coming for you, you turn away from it, and you want to always accept things that are good and reject things that are bad. And also understand that every day, every single day, no matter what it looks like outside, no matter what's going on in the economy, God has designed the universe to be a major league blessing. He has designed his universe to be a major league blessing for you, for me, for anyone who can just receive it. And that is actually the natural state of the universe. It is designed to bless. It's designed to be. It's a design in abundance. But it's your choice to get in the flow. And we're back. I hope that was a good moment for you. Before we go further with the lesson, I want to bring to your attention a couple websites. I have dedicated my life to the research and development to help people create a championship standard of living for themselves by way of self-help motivational products. And I have several products here, several books that I've written that I know are going to be power-packed books for you. Two books in particular, The Power of Conquering Fear, which is the first book I've ever written, first book I have ever had published, and the book My Success Journal. Both of these books, when tandem together, my God, those books are amazing. I give you blueprints in The Power of Conquering Fear. I give you a blueprint of how to stay focused and overcome fear to be the person you've been called to be, to live the life of your dreams. And in My Success Journal, I outline a blueprint for, you guessed it, how to be successful. So I urge you to go to to this following website, lulu.com/MWMiller18. That is lulu.com/MWMiller18. And get these books today. These are powerful books. They'll change your life. I guarantee it. And also, I want you to take a look. I created a YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/MilesWMiller. That's youtube.com/MYLESWMILLER. And I created this YouTube page basically to post video content of motivational things, some things that I'm creating myself personally, some videos I may find that I like and I think they're just, you know, great, you know, pieces of self-help genius, and I may just post them there. But I'm doing this for you. I want you to get the most out of what we're doing here, so I'm going to want you to stay connected to everything we have going here. So, like I said, check out those two sites. I'm constantly working on and developing new products. So keep in mind that the site will always be, you know, being updated with new and powerful, dynamic, amazing products for your self-help and for your personal growth. Also, I'm amazed by everything that's been going on. There's been an absolute increase in the demand for what we're doing here, for creating a championship standard of living. And the demand is requiring us now to take this show on the road. And in taking this show on the road, I'm going to need all your help. I'm going to need all your assistance, all your support. And I put this plea out before, but now I'm going to push it a little bit stronger because we have some dynamic work to do, and we're going to do it together. I tell you, the last couple of weeks I've told you about becoming a ROAR partner, which stands for Reach Out and Restore. And what we're trying to do is reach out and restore the voice of dreamers and visionaries all across the world. And I want you to partner with me as I go across the world to help visionaries and dreamers and people who don't even know they're dreamers and visionaries yet to find their voice. So that there are lots of voices that have been silenced but for whatever reasons across the globe. And we're going to partner together, and we're going to empower them to reignite them, that voice. The voice that if is silenced, somebody misses their destiny. We're going to come together, and we're going to give them their voice back. I'm seeking your support financially. Become a ROAR partner with me today. You can get more information. You can send me an email at mileswmiller@gmail.com. That's mileswmiller@gmail.com. Or you can send donations via PayPal. The PayPal email address is roar.partner@gmail.com. That's roar.partner@gmail.com. And we're appreciative of any donation you send, because we're going to help create a championship standard of living. So, without further ado, I want to give you today's lesson. Today's lesson is near and dear to my heart. I had the pleasure of watching one of the most dynamic events in basketball history last night, and that was watching the greatest basketball player of all time get inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, in Michael Jordan. Now, those of you who know me, I am from Detroit, Michigan. I am a staunch Pistons fan. I'm a fan of all things Detroit. I love the Detroit Lions. Yes, I almost stuttered over it. I love the Detroit Lions. That's my football team since I was born. They've never really given me a good season, but the truth of the matter is I still love them. I still remember some of the key players. I still love them. So I love all things Detroit. So saying that, I watched Michael Jordan get inducted into the Hall of Fame last night. And through the years of just being a competitive person myself and admiring the high skill and the high level competition which he performed, I grew to admire him even though I hated him because he played for the Bulls. He played for the arch rival, Chicago Bulls. So it was an exciting time to watch him get inducted into the Hall of Fame because I realized that, you know, my beloved Pistons had a great deal in creating the monster that Michael Jordan was because they were really vicious against him. They really beat him up, and they really forced him to be great. And through it all, it made him tough in such a way that he had a resolve on the court that was unmatched by many other people. But in that resolve, he's left a lasting legacy. He created a lasting legacy, and it didn't happen by him having an easy road. It happened because the road got really bumpy, and the greatness that was inside of him had to come forth. And that's the path for a lot of us. A lot of the path that we're going down, there's tremendous amounts of adversity. But that adversity is only the phone call to your greatness. Excuse me, the phone call from your greatness. There's something great inside of each and every one of us. There's something dynamic inside of each and every one of us. There's something phenomenal inside of each and every one of us. And that adversity, that thing that we wish would go away, is the very thing that's causing you to be great. It's the very thing that causes you to understand that there's a divine power working inside of each and every one of us. And that divine power, that God power, is the very thing that will make it, that will prove your greatness over the situation. Just, you know, thinking back to, again, about Michael Jordan and his career, this guy was cut from his basketball, his varsity basketball team in his sophomore year. But that may have been the very thing that challenged the greatness inside of him to come forth. Now we look at him as the greatest basketball player of all time. How much longer will he hold that title? We don't know. Because somebody else is going to definitely be the greatest basketball player of all time. But as of right now, it's arguably, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, Michael Jordan. But this is a guy who got cut from his high school basketball team. This is a guy who for years won scoring titles but couldn't win an NBA championship. He wasn't the best shooter. He wasn't the best dribbler when he got in the league. He basically had one good shot, and that was through the lane, slam the ball in the hoop. But through it all, the adversity that he came up against and the things that he knew he couldn't do forced him to get better. It forced his greatness to come forth because he wanted to be the best. So my challenge to you today is what situation in your life right now is challenging you to be great? That's the very thing that's going to determine the type of legacy that you leave. The very thing that irritates you right now, the very thing that is making you upset right now is the very thing that's holding the keys to your destiny. It's holding the keys to the legacy that you're going to leave on this earth. So I'm going to give you some steps for how to create a lasting legacy. I'm going to give you 10 steps for how to create a lasting legacy. 10 steps for how to create a lasting legacy. The first step, every one of the steps that I give you, every one of the programs I give you, the very first thing is going to always be this. Seek first the kingdom of God. Scripture tells you that you seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Well, we know that without a shadow of a doubt that it's utterly important that as spiritual beings living in a human body, it is utterly important to stay connected to that which created you. Because we've all been created in his likeness and his image. But God is a spirit. We don't see God physically. God is a spirit, which means that each and every one of us was created in his likeness and image, which means that our spirit is created in his likeness and image. So once we could reconnect to that spirit that which created us, the door just became open so that all things are possible. Now, you're connected, and you this has to be a daily thing. You can't just do this one time and think, okay, everything is good now. I don't have to do this anymore. No, you have to connect every single day. You have to stay connected to God every single day. The first thing that you do when you wake up, it should be to connect to God, to thank him for this new day. You know, to be empowered by the fact that he chose to wake you up again another day. And everything else works after that. The appreciation of God opens up the doors for dynamic stuff to happen. See, whatever you appreciate, it grows. Whatever you depreciate, shrinks. So if you appreciate, for instance, if you're in a relationship with somebody right now, you know, your spouse, you may be married, or you may have a boyfriend-girlfriend type relationship. If you are appreciating each other, that means you're pouring in each other, you're helping each other, you're giving each other confidence to move forward in your dreams and your gifts. The relationship automatically gets more intimate because you're sharing and you're telling this person how much you want to see them increase. Appreciation means increase. To appreciate means to increase. So you're increasing your love for somebody. You're increasing your respect for somebody just by telling them things that make them feel good. So too is our relationship with God. If you appreciate God, you honor him by worship. You honor him by praise. You honor him by being a light in the earth. That relationship causes everything else to magnify. It causes everything else that you've been called to do to make more sense. So you have to stay connected to God. God must be first in everything you do if you expect to be successful for a long period of time, if you expect to create a legacy. Step two, for how to create a lasting legacy, be a trailblazer. Be a trailblazer. Be a trailblazer. A lot of times in life, people become comfortable with being a follower. And as you're learning, you must follow. A good leader was once a good follower. So that means that a great leader must have been a great follower. See, when in following, we're all leaders. But you gotta follow somebody. Somebody's got a plan bigger than yours at this very moment. That once you submit yourself to that plan, it brings your plan into focus. Because you see the nuances of this great vision, and it helps you clean and polish yours. It's the polishing gel to the precious gem of your vision. But in being a trailblazer, it means you're not really worried about doing what everybody else is doing. You know that your divine vision will empower you to do great things. You know that just like what Walt Disney, as I heard on a Tony Robbins CD series, Walt Disney wasn't alive at the day when Disney World was open. And some smart-aleck reporter walked up to one of his brothers and was like, oh, it's a shame that Walt doesn't get a chance to see this, huh? And his brother spoke back to him and was like, no, it's because Walt saw this that we see this. You see, Walt Disney was a trailblazer. He saw things that weren't visible and made them visible. He saw things that weren't there and made them visible. He saw things that weren't there. Disney World didn't exist. Disneyland did not exist except for in his mind. Henry Ford, a man who only had a sixth grade education, is known throughout the world now. His legacy is still strong throughout the world as one of the fathers of the automotive industry. His high-priced engineers told him that the V8 engine was impossible. They told him that it was impossible to create that engine, but in his mind, he saw it. He may not know how to physically put it together himself, but in his mind, he saw that engine, and he wouldn't stop. He wouldn't get off of their back until they made that engine come to pass because he had the vision. He was a trailblazer. He already saw it. A year later, the manifestation of his vision, they were able to produce the engine. So what am I saying? Sometimes in being a trailblazer, you're going to go down a path that doesn't exist yet. And it doesn't exist yet because you didn't create it yet. But you're going to be the one that gets the vision to create that path. See, I go back to Proverbs 16 and 9, and I got this revelation listening to Dr. Miles Monroe, who talks a lot about purpose and vision. He said that which Proverbs 16 and 9 says that the heart of man deviseth a plan, but it is God in order of his steps. Visionaries and dreamers, you cannot run away from the fact that you are created in the likeness and image of God. And when you connect to that, you open up a new consciousness for your dreams and your visions. So you could see something that's not there yet in your mind. And as you create a plan to get there, God will order your steps to get there, to bring forth the manifestation of something that only started as a thought, only started as in your imagination. That's why at the beginning of the show now, each and every show now, I have you visualizing what your ideal life looks like. Because I know if you can see it, and then you can start feeling it, and then now you start confessing that you can receive it, eventually you're going to come up with a plan to get there. And once you come up with that plan to get there, God is going to order your steps through that plan. So, be a trailblazer. Step 3, pursue your passions with unmatched tenacity. Pursue your passion with unmatched tenacity. Pursue your passions with unmatched tenacity. It is utterly important that whenever you've made the decision that you're going to do something, that you do it with everything you got inside of you. When Michael Jordan was cut from that basketball team, you better believe in his mind that he was so competitive that he knew this what he was supposed to be doing. Somebody told him no to something that was innately inside of him saying, that's yours. That's your birthright. And somebody told you can't have your birthright. So what did he do? He got passionate about the pursuit of his dream. Like, no, you won't tell me I can't do something. Who are you to tell me that I can't live the dream that God placed inside of me? And I'm saying this to somebody right now very as dynamically as I know how to say it. Who is qualified to tell you that you're not qualified to live the life that God promised you? No one. Not me. Not even yourself. You're not qualified to tell you that you can't live the life that God promised you. God is not a man that he can lie. He placed his vision inside of you because he entrusted you. Even before I did the show today, even before I came on the show today, I prayed and I was thanking God for choosing me to be the person to bring this stuff to you. He could have chosen anybody else to do this show. He could have chosen anybody else and gave him this vision to do this show. He gave it to me. And I'm thankful for that. And now I pursue this thing with tenaciousness, with tenacity, with just a strength that I'm going to see that somebody gets impacted by this show. Because God trusted me with this. He could have trusted anybody else in the world with the vision that he gives you, but he trusted you. So with that in mind, you and God are the majority. You don't need anybody else to agree with you. So now go get it. I tell everybody, that's one of my favorite statements. Go get it. Your life is too important to be sitting back waiting for somebody's approval. Go get it. Go get it. You know what's inside of you. Go get it. Now, I'm gonna give you some more principles on how to go get it. But let that resonate in your spirit. Go get it. Your vision is important. Your dreams are important. You can do it. My mentor, Les Brown, says it's important. It's necessary. Your dream is important. It's necessary. Go get it. Listen to me carefully. Don't pass go. Don't try to collect $200. Just go get it. I know somebody can hear me right now, and I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you personally. Yes, you. I'm talking to you personally. Go get it. Don't sit back anymore. Don't sit back any longer. There's a legacy with your name on it that has to be created, and you have to go get it. You have to go put things in place. You have to go and take those classes. You have to go and find an internship that you won't get paid for, but the experience that you gain will be much greater than any money anybody could have paid you at the moment. Go get it. Don't stop. Go get it. Don't stop. Go get it. Don't stop. Go get it. Be passionate about it. Be lit on fire. Be ignited on fire today. Go get it. because it's yours. You deserve it. It was promised to you. God gave it to you. Now you go get it because you have a birthright. That dream is your birthright. I may not even get a chance to finish the rest of this lesson because I'm feeling led right now to tell you that a lot of times when you're a achiever, you're a dreamer, you're a visionary, you have goals, and some people say your goals are lofty or your goals are not, you know, feasible or it's a pipe dream. People are set in place. There are things set in place to try to get you off the course, to see how strong you really believe that this thing that's inside of you is really from God. That dream of being an actor, that dream of being a football player, that dream of being a lawyer, that dream of being a judge, that dream of being a CEO, an entrepreneur, that dream didn't just come from out of nowhere. Now, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to let it just sit there? Are you just going to let somebody talk you out of the very greatness that's inside of you? Or are you going to go get it? Are you going to get up and go get it? When I think about that moment, I think about from the a couple Super Bowls ago with the Giants versus the Patriots. The Patriots were a tremendous favorite to win the game. And they had the Giants beaten. But lo and behold, the Giants didn't think they could lose. And they fought and they came back. One play that sticks out in my mind, it was a play where a young man named David Tyree went up across the middle of the field and caught a pass from Eli Manning, who actually evaded four rushing linemen and was somehow able to avoid getting sacked four times and flung the ball down the middle of the field with Rodney Harrison waiting to annihilate David Tyree. Rodney Harrison at that time being one of the most feared safeties in the game, one of the hardest hitters in the game, and not above hitting somebody in their head. He threw this ball up in the middle of the field against one of the toughest defenses in the league, and David Tyree went up and caught the ball with his fingertips and his helmet because he believed that it was his birthright to be a Super Bowl champion. They went up against the best team in the league that year. That team, the Patriots team that year, was undefeated. They hadn't lost a game. They had the best quarterback in the game. They had the best offense in the game. They had the best defense in the game. This team that didn't think it could be beaten went up against the best defense in the league and beat the best team in the league. So the team that walked off the field as Super Bowl champions wasn't a team that was expected to walk off the field as Super Bowl champions because they didn't believe they could be beaten, because they pursued that passion with unmatched tenacity. The champions, the supposed champions, couldn't match their tenacity because they believed they could win. I'm telling you to pursue your dreams the exact same way. Yes, you're going to get hit. Yes, you're going to have to go up against some of the best defenses in the world. We already know the enemy is a worthy adversary. But here's the thing about it. It's your birthright. You've already been promised, and you already had a victory. It's your birthright. You've already been promised it. You already have the victory. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Don't stop. Go get it. Don't stop. Go get it. Don't stop. Go get it. In fact, I'm gonna continue this lesson. I'm gonna do a continuation of this lesson, but I want to finish this point about going to get it. One of the things that really inspires me is seeing people realize their dreams and seeing people, you know, come through great adversity to live dynamic lives. I'm just one of those type of people. I really rejoice with people when they're happy. I really like to rejoice with people when they've just won a championship or something. You know, I don't care if it's a Pee Wee League championship that your son just won or your daughter just won a spelling bee. I don't care what it is. I love celebrating with people because it's something about conquering the human spirit. I'm talking about your own spirit. That spirit, because by nature, human beings are a little lazy, a little slothful. By nature, the fleshy part of our bodies doesn't really want to work. It's our spirit that has to overcome that which tries to slow us down. And in that spirit of going and getting it, what I'm telling you to do is get up right now. That vision that you're holding on to that we talked about at the beginning of the show. Those feelings that you're still feeling that we've been talking about the whole show. The affirmation that you can have it. Now you understand what I'm talking about. There's something that it's almost like it's in space. It's not tangible to anybody else, but you see it. You see it. You see it as clear as day. That dream, that vision, that goal, you see it as clear as day. And you can't give up on it. You can't give up on it. The time for turning back is over. See, one thing that Michael Jordan said last night that I admired, and I actually put it up on my Facebook page. He said, and I'm trying to remember, you know, off the top of my head here, so bear with me. I believe the quote was that, I can't remember off the top of my head. So I'm going to actually go and pull up that quote on my Facebook page so I can read it to you. And actually, give me a second. Thank you for bearing with me here. I'm in a dynamic flow here. I'm not really remembering everything like I want to because I'm so amped and so excited because I know that somebody's getting turned on right now. Somebody's getting there, becoming more dynamic towards reaching their goals. I know it because I feel it myself. I know that I'm talking to myself because there's sometimes I get scared and sometimes I don't go after everything I hate. I wrote the book, The Power of Conquering Fear. Who knows fear better than me? I know it firsthand. So I'm not telling you something I don't know. I'm telling you something I do know. I'm telling you something that I'm aware of. I'm telling you something. I'm giving you a formula. I'm giving you a way to get out of this thing. I'm telling you how to make it, how to become the person that you know you are. You weren't meant to fail. You weren't designed for failure. Failure is not in your birthright. It's not in your blood. It's not. You are a dynamic individual. You were designed to win. And the quote that Michael Jordan said last night as he closed his acceptance speech into the Hall of Fame was, limits, like fears, are often an illusion. Limits, like fears, are often an illusion. Limits, like fears, are often an illusion. Wow. That means that the things that you may be scared of, the things that you think are holding you back, aren't even real. They're only as real as you give them, as the energy you give to them. See, where your attention goes, energy flows. Where your attention goes, energy flows. Where your attention goes, energy flows. So if you give attention to something, you ignite it. You turn it, you power it up with the energy that flows with your thoughts. So stop thinking about the things that you don't have and start appreciating the things you do have. That's a, you know, that's a dynamic principle. That's scriptural principle. Think about a time when Jesus Christ had to feed 5,000 people, 5,000 families, and only had a lunch of fish and bread, just one lunch. And somehow, some way, in appreciating what he had and thanking the Father for what he did have, it became more. Don't worry about what you can't do. Focus on what you can do. Don't worry about what you can't do. Focus on what you can do. Don't worry about it. Anything you don't have, don't worry about it. Don't focus on that. Focus on what you do have, because what you do have will get you what you don't have, if what you don't have is worth having. So I'm going to leave you with that because right now I'm on fire. I got to calm down because I got to do an interview. I still got to do an interview for you. I got a dynamic guest waiting in the wings. I hope I didn't eat too much of her time up because I know she's a very busy person. But I'm going to introduce to you just an absolutely phenomenal young lady. Our guest tonight is from Houston, Texas. by way of Saginaw, Michigan. She is an intellectual architect who builds vision beyond the box. She's a poet, author, lecturer, trainer, consultant, and she also is a Blog Talk radio show host. Our guest has been enhancing the vision of organizations as well as individuals for years, and she delivers principles and techniques that are sustainable and relevant to the success of the individual or corporation. And without a shadow of a doubt, without any more delay, I would like to introduce to you Ms. Angel Bush. Angel, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much for the honor of being here on your show. I am listening to you. I hear you. You continue to say, don't stop, go out and get it. And I echo those words with you. So thank you for allowing me to be here.
Oh, you're so welcome, man. I'm honored to have you here. I can't say enough good things about you. I know that somebody's going to hear what you have to say today, and it's going to light their lives on fire.
I hope so. I definitely hope so.
So Angel, tell the people more about what it is that you do.
Well, as an intellectual architect, what my gift is, I can't sing, I cannot dance, I am not a sports person, but what God has given me is the ability to think outside the box and enhance the vision of others. That is my gift. I know it is my gift. It's as if I could just sit in a room and give ideas for future millionaires, we would have a lot of millionaires. That is my gift. Again, no singing, no dancing, but if you come to me and you have a business, I certainly can add and enhance the vision of your business or your product or your service that you offer to the community.
Okay. So how would that equate on an individual level?
On an individual level, it equates in a sense of, for example, if you have a radio show or if you have a CD or if you have a book, if you were to come to me, I can basically give you the advice to take your product to the next level. But what I want to talk about is basically stay in tune with you in terms of go out and get it. Because I think what happens is we allow the fear of failure to fail us.
Wow.
And when we do that, it stops us in our tracks, and we are not pursuing purpose. I spoke with a young man, Arthur Agee. Some of you may remember this young man, some of you may not. He was on a documentary. It was the highest grossing documentary ever, and it was called Hoop Dreams.
Yes.
And Hoop Dreams told the story of two inner city youths in Chicago, Illinois, and, of course, their dream was to play basketball. And so they went through years of their life, and they were basically the first reality show, in essence, before reality shows became so prominent and popular.
Okay.
And what happened is we spoke on Your 15 Minutes Radio, and we were discussing dreams and having dreams come true. And my thought is always, if the first dream doesn't come true, sit back, relax, and dream a better dream.
Wow.
And one thing about him is he understood, okay, my purpose of being here was not to be in the NBA.
Right.
My purpose was to do something else. And he will tell you, he said he thought that was his purpose in terms of being in the NBA. And I think at the time of the filming, he was 14 years old.
Right, I remember.
And currently, he now has a foundation called Hoop Dreams, and he has a curriculum called Hoop Dreams Control Your Destiny.
Okay.
And so what I want people to glean from that is sometimes God can just put you in position in order for you to fulfill your purpose and your dreams. Because he was in position, he thought his dreams was playing basketball in terms of Hoop Dreams, but now he travels the country speaking to young people. Now he has a test and a testimony that goes along with Hoop Dreams. And he's doing some other things as well, but that's something that I want people to understand. You may set out on a path that you think, this is it, this is it. but God may have something else in store for you. So it's about being open to God and what he has and what his purpose is for you. And when you find that purpose, trust me, everything will click. Things will begin to line up, doors will begin to open, and you will make it look easy. Anything in your life that you do, that you make look easy, is connected to your purpose.
Wow.
Being on this show, you being a host on Blog Talk Radio, and you really working it and you really researching and doing your homework, and to some people, oh, you just have a radio show. They don't see the behind the scenes.
Right.
Of the work that's being put in. So when someone says, oh, you just have, that is an alert to you to say, I'm making it look easy.
Right, right.
And anything that you make look easy to others is connected to your purpose. So if for those out there who are struggling with, well, what am I doing? You know, maybe Arthur Agee thought, you know, that was his dream, and how do you know that's not his dream? Well, at this point, he's 37, so he kind of knows that his dream is certainly in another direction, but it's connected to hoop dreams.
Right, right.
So those who are struggling with finding out, well, what is my dream, start connecting with what you make look easy.
Right.
And if you start there, you will. If you start and look around, you will definitely begin to find your purpose.
Wow. And that goes back, you know, to what we were talking about earlier about Michael Jordan. He made the game of basketball seem so simple, but people didn't realize all the work that he put into becoming the best basketball player ever. It took him a lot.
Exactly.
It took him having his dreams crushed in order for him to get back up and actually become the greatest basketball player ever.
And that's the thing. You're going to have to be able to fall, but fall forward. As they say, you have to be able to understand that I know we're in a country and in a society that likes the microwave success. I want it now. I want to do everything right now. When I put out my CD or when I put out my book, I want it to sell a million the next week because I'm going to get on MySpace and YouTube and it's going to be the viral video of the year and all of that. And there's nothing wrong with dreaming that. But consider sustainability, because in order to leave a legacy, there has to be sustainability.
Right.
There has to be relevance in order to leave a legacy and an inheritance for your children and your children's children. And there has to be commitment.
Right.
So relevance, sustainability, and commitment are three things that you have to have in order to leave a legacy. So we really have to step back and say, okay, I may not have microwave success, but I'm going to go through this journey knowing that this is what God called me to do, and I will not stray. Once I'm sure, this is for the people who are sure, this is what God has called me to do. I will not stray from the path. That does not mean that I will not look for various opportunities that I may not have even considered. But I'm going to stay on this path and this journey that he has called me to.
Wow. Wow. And that's something I've been really talking to the people about is staying the course. You know, it may not be an easy road. In fact, it shouldn't be an easy road. And if it's really, really easy, you got to question, okay, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing?
Right.
Because it's like this. I played football, and one thing I realized playing, being a defensive lineman was that if I got across the line and nobody touched me, something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If they just let me walk back there, something's wrong. Now, it's not the times where I beat the man off the ball and got to the ball, got to the quarterback. The times where they let me back there, something's coming, and I'm probably in trouble.
Right.
Because either another lineman's going to take my knees out, or the ball went the other way, and I'm not in the play.
Exactly.
And I think with life, you have to be willing to deal with a little adversity to get to where you're supposed to be. Now, there's some places where it becomes too much, but you're going to have to deal with adversity to get to what you really want. There's going to be a little bumpy road to get to what you want. You can't be afraid to work. you can't be afraid to work towards what you want. Now, that's why I respect Mr. AG, because he wanted what he wanted. He knew, that was what was in his heart. He wanted it. And in my heart, I don't think that that was a bad thing for him to want it. But in him going after it, it showed him the resilience. Now he can take that resilience somewhere else.
That's it.
He knows he's a winner. He didn't quit. He just that wasn't for him.
That's it. And hope dream still came to a reality.
Yeah.
Because it's still a part of his life. And that's something that, you know, I certainly admire the fact that he's able to look at it and say, okay, God, this is the vehicle that you utilized in order for me to fulfill purpose.
Right.
Because he can put you in the arena.
Right.
But that doesn't mean he's going to keep you there. That arena may be just an open door to another arena, to your purpose.
Right.
So I think that's what we all have to keep in mind. And some things will come easy.
Yeah.
And some things won't. So what we want people to understand is that you will certainly go through seasons where doors are just opening everywhere around you. But you'll also go through seasons where there's just silence. But you have to be able to wait in the silence. And that's the key to – that's going to definitely be the key to your success.
That's a hard thing to do sometimes. That's a hard thing to do.
When there's silence, it's one of the most difficult things to do, but I think you begin to train yourself
in
patience. We had, and I know the show is almost over, but I'll say this really quick. We had Hurricane Ike last year. Today is the 12th. It was going on right about this time in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And for 9 days, we had no light. Some people for 3 weeks, some people for 3 months.
Wow.
If you ever go through anything like that, that will definitely test your faith.
Yes.
And your resilience and your patience. Because through all of that, we had to sit literally in the dark. And there were like 10,000 people a day in front of where I live coming to get food and water. The basics. So you're going to go through something. And your storm may not be a Hurricane Ike. But trust me, being without electricity for 9 days, you will pray. You will certainly pray. And how does that relate to success? That relates to success in saying, even during the silence, I will yet praise him.
Wow.
Even in the silence. And your silence, again, may not be a Hurricane Ike, but it may feel like one.
Right. Right. Well, Angel, I hate doing this. We have to end the show. But I want you, before you leave, give the people a word of encouragement and also tell them where can they find you.
Okay. Well, my word of encouragement to all of you, I encourage all of you to pursue your passion and your purpose with vigor. I encourage you guys to just go out and, as Miles said, go out and get it. Simply go out and get it. Any doors that are closed, find a way to open them. Go out and get it. Don't be afraid to share your dreams. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to connect with people. Don't be afraid to volunteer in order for your dreams to come to pass. Help someone else's dream. When you do that, then again, doors begin to open for your dream. So go out and get it. For those of you who are interested in more information about me, Angel Bush, you can go to my website at www.angelbush.com. That's www.angelebush.com. And you can also listen to us live every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And the name of the show is Your 15 Minutes.
I've had the pleasure and honor of being on Your 15 Minutes, and let me tell you, it's a dynamic show. And I encourage anybody to go listen to it. It's a definitely good show, good content. Angel takes her time and actually an effort to make sure the content is good. So definitely go and support her show. Go and support her movement. Angel, I want you to let you know we are absolutely honored and thankful that we had you on today. And I want to also let you know that we really want you back. We want to bring you back on, and I want to give you more time the next time because I didn't expect what happened today. I just, you know, I felt led in my spirit to do it, and I went down this path. So I really want to bring you back to let you, you know, have more time.
Oh, it's not a problem. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're so welcome.
It's a great show. Thank
you
so much.
Thank you. So, people, again, I thank you for your patience. I thank you for being here with us. Before we go, I'm going to make some acknowledgments. Today is a very special day for me. Today is my grandfather's 88th birthday. My grandfather turned 88 today, and I wanted to celebrate his birthday with him. I cannot physically be there with him. He's in Detroit, and I'm here in Atlanta today. But this is to let him know that I love him. And I talked to him earlier in the day. I'm going to send him a copy of the show so he can definitely hear me. I told him to call in, but he didn't get a chance to call in. But my grandfather still has full use of all his faculties. He still drives himself where he needs to go, and he's always there. So I'm thanking God for him. I'm praying for, you know, that with long life God continues to satisfy him, and that He covers him with the blood of Jesus Christ, and that he gives him the desires of his heart. That's my prayer for my grandfather on his birthday, that he sees many, 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 many more birthdays as long as his heart desires. And also I want to – this week my bishop, his birthday is coming up, September 17th. Bishop Wayne T. Jackson is celebrating his birthday this week. I want to let him know that I honor him. I'm appreciative for the things that he's – sown into me spiritually, physically, emotionally. A lot of things have that Bishop Jackson has sown into me is the reason why I can be here today to do this show. And I'm so thankful for just being able to be a part of his spiritual lineage. This is I don't take it for granted, and I thank God for you, Bishop Jackson. I also, you know, I'm praying that God gives you more of what it is you want, and more favor, and that he increases you in favor with not only with God but with man. Thank you for everything you've done for me. So I want to also acknowledge Ms. Kamaria Finch, who's going to be coming on the show within the next couple weeks. We're going to have a segment about your real estate and your credit. We're going to help repair your credit. We're going to help get you in a place where you can, you know, get your home, even regardless of this economic situation. We're not claiming it. We're going to definitely move forward with our lives, regardless of what the situation is. And we're going to bring people on the show again to help you move forward with your life. Also, I want to acknowledge again Ms. Angel Bush, who's going to be back on the show again, a dynamic speaker, dynamic person at your 15 minutes radio. Also, Mr. J.L. Godfrey, Ms. Karen Donald, Ms. Nicole Angelo, and all of you, my listeners, I thank you with everything in my heart. I love you. I don't take you for granted. I appreciate you. Again, remember, you have to be passionate about what it is you're pursuing. You have to be passionate about what's been put inside of you. So pursue your destiny with tenacity unmatched by anybody else. So without a shadow of a doubt, this has been Creating the Championship Standard of Living. I'm your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. God bless you. I'll see you next week. But remember this. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.